basically, I mentioned to you that the Rebbe of Reish Lamed is clear that Gilui Soid L'Tayeles is not only mutter, but that Gilui Soid L'Tayeles is a mitzvah l'ha'am t'shaveh, right? That's true, that Gilui Soid L'Tayeles is a mitzvah. Right? And it's hard to understand when a person makes a makar and he says, don't tell anybody why it should be good. It should be mutal l'tayelas. I was just wondering afterwards what the definition of gilui soid is. Now, certainly, if I go over to you and I say, I want to tell you a secret, and you reveal it, that's gilui soid. There's no shame. What would be the din? Let's say you see me do something. You observe something. And afterwards you say, don't tell anybody. This is my soid. Can you call something a gilui soid if I know it independently? Is that gilui soid? If you know it, if it's something that you know because you saw it happen, is that a gilui soid or not a gilui soid? If I tell you a secret, v'yedaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor, mekan shekol davar who's bebal yishmat she'em alai shemishet, that you're allowed to be mashmiyet. I understand. That's a typical secret. I tell you, don't tell anybody, and I tell you the secret. But if you observe something, that's a secret? Is that a secret? Let's say I'm visiting someplace. I don't want anybody to know I'm visiting. So you see me there. I say, listen, don't tell anybody I was here. So that's called the gilui soid? Was gilui soid only if it's revealed to you? I would have thought you only buy them to tell me not to say something if you're the one who made me know it. You gave me the idea. So if you give me the idea, then you could tell me don't tell anybody. But if you're not giving me the idea in the first place, I have the idea on my own. So you can come around, you can come and tell me, don't tell anybody. That's not Mustaver.
Would it really be dependent if you could see it without the person showing it to you? It's the same thing. If it's something in the open, then I don't know. Tell me, I want to show you something. You can keep it a secret.
Let's say you go to the hospital. There's a patient there. And you see him. Then he tells you, no, I don't want anybody to know. I'm the hospital, don't tell anybody. Is there any secular site on that? You know it independently. You walked in and saw him there. So I would think that that's not osir. If you learn it from the pasuk, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimar," mikan, everything is bebal yishma ad sheyam eloi leimar. So that it means if he gives me an idea, then my telling advice is an isur of gilui soid. But let's say I got the idea on my own, I saw it. L'chayr, it's not an isur of gilui soid. L'chayr. Now, it may not be nice for me to tell it, or whatever you're going to tell me, but it's a gilui soid, shouldn't apply. When I see someone making a machah, what is that? I'm seeing something, or he's telling me something? What is a machah? I'm standing in a room, someone says, Pliny Gazlan Rahu, the Dokin Leila Ari Begazlan Nusa, the Machah Tavan Alei Bedina. He's telling me something that I'm not allowed to be Megala? Or I'm noticing that he's making a Mechah? Here, it's not the information he's giving me he doesn't want me to tell. It's that he's making a Mechah that he doesn't want me to tell. Mechah, it's something that I'm observing. And when I observe it, he's allowed to tell me, don't tell. That's what it seems. It seems this is a big chiddush of gilui soid. It's not your typical gilui soid that you learn out of the Yedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar, that you, if someone tells you something, you're not allowed to pass it on. It's true it's coming out of his mouth, but he's not telling me a secret. I'm seeing him make a macha, and now the question is, can I tell people that he made the macha? So there, who says this is a gilui soid? Chigur is a chsarin. If you hold it's a chsarin, so we say one of two things, either like the Ramban, that if you tell a chigur, it's just a bad macha because it looks like you're a crook. There's nothing to do with Gilui Saif. Right? I'm talking now about this aspect of Gilui Saif. It would seem from on the Muki Yosef, not only do we have a chiddush from the Muki Yosef that Gilui Saif is an Isser, which, like I told you, the Gra holds, but it's not Klara, the Chafetz Chaim holds. Chafetz Chaim's lashon is that telling a secret is Pirish Medaki Atznius. You shouldn't do it. He doesn't say it's an Isser Dereisa, certainly. He doesn't use lashon Isser. So the Muki Yosef is two chiddush, that there's an Isser, and that there's an Isser even in such a case where you observed something. It's not that he told you something. You observed something, and then there's an Isser Gilui Saif. That's a bigger chiddush than Vedabra Shalom Aishalayma. Vedabra Shalom Aishalayma means if he tells you something, it's a secret you're not allowed to tell. And here, the Muki Yosef is saying, if you see something, you're not allowed to tell. That's a much bigger chiddush. Now, what I read the Taz yesterday. Taz says that if you promise someone you're not going to be Megala Saif, and by not being Megala Saif, that someone's going to have a Hefzid, that's a Shvua Levatalos HaMitzvah, because he's supposed to be Megala. And therefore, Rama said, L'Rafta Demilsi should be Matineder, and then be Megala Saif. It's a very interesting, very geschmacka discussion in Kama v'Kama Achrayim, and it starts from a Shara Melech and a Peshua in Gittin, Mistam Peshua in Gittin, and Mr. Elchanan has a long piece on it. There's a Shaila: if you promise someone you're not going to tell his secret, how is it possible to be Matan Neder? Why? In order to be Matan Neder, you have to be Mefarat Neder. What does Mefarat mean? You have to tell him, I made this and this Neder. You have to tell the Bezna, I made this and this Neder, and I want to be Matar because of this and this. If I promise I'm not going to tell you a secret, right? I make a Shvua, I'm not going to tell you a secret. How can I be Matar that Neder, that Shvua? In order for me to be Matir the Shvua, I have to tell Bezdin what it was. But I'm not allowed to tell Bezdin what it was because I already promised I wouldn't tell. So it should come out that it's impossible to be Matir such a Neder. The Gemara, the Kasha that yes goes on the Gemara in the Dorim. Gemara in the Dorim says that Tzitkiyo saw Nebuchadnezzar eating our Neves Chaya. He was eating either a live rabbit or a raw rabbit, however you touch the Gemara. That was considered a Dove of Moses. And the Nebuchadnezzar makes the Kiyo promise that he doesn't tell, that he wouldn't be Megala. And he swore he won't be Megala. Gemara says that the Kiyo couldn't hold it in. So he went to Bezin. Bezin was not in there, and then he told. So of course at the end, the Nebuchadnezzar found out about it, and he got into trouble. Now he got, the Bezin got into trouble. Nebuchadnezzar said that you saw. He said they were Matan Neder, and so Nebuchadnezzar took care of his friends. But so the Pnei Shua asks, how's it Shayach? How could you be Matar and Neder to not to be Megala Asai? If you have to be Mefarat and Neder, so how's it Shayach to be Matar such a Neder? So Pnei Shua wants to say that we paskin a chacham is oikel lamafreya. And when a chacham is matter in neder, he's accurate lamafreya from before the neder was done. Gemara says chacham is a yuke miyaker, loshna gemara in the dar. And baal is megas gaius. It means if a husband, let's say a woman makes a neder and she violates it, and then the husband hears about it and he's made for the neder, it doesn't help the woman. Because a husband is only knocks off the neder mekana lahaba from the time he hears about it in the future. But if she goes to a chacham and the chacham is matter the neder, then the chacham is oikid the neder lamafreya, and it's as if she never made the neder. So Pnei Yeshua says that you could be megala the side to the bezdin, because once the bezdin is going to be matter the neder, they're going to be oikir lamafreya. And Pnei Yeshua says this should be totally And when they're going to be Eifel Mafreya, it comes out that when you were Megala the side, you weren't over an Aveiru. Good?
None of this is chal here.
Because
there's an Aveiru,
and
this
Shuvah
is not chal in the first place.
I understand, but the Ramah is telling you to be Matan Neder on the tzad that it is chal. The Rav of the Mill said to be Chayshish that maybe the Neder is chal, it should be Matan. What does he mean after the Mosul?
He said that a shrew is only how a person has a rishus
that has small so why does the Ramah mean the after the Mosul? He means on the time that it's how it's how.
Is going in this case or going on that
he's case? Going in this case. Ramah's going on this case. He says the after the Mosul, just in case, you should. It means in case, in your case, somehow it's not an Ishmael of Atlas HaMetzvah, for whatever reason.
Well, in the case where you're bringing it down, they're talking nothing wrong with the
shrew. Enough in Nami. The question is, it's a cloistic question, how you can be matter in there, there, the galley side. The Maestro Ramos says to be matter. Yeah, the secret you know how to reveal even to bed. Still can't be the galley. What? Why is the Lashon Hara? Can you be the galley side is to bed? I don't think anybody says that terrible. I don't think nobody says this terrible.
You're allowed to repeat the Lashon of the Mekal, but then that's less harm than
using Megalus. But that's not Te'elus, you have to tell the Bezdin. So it tells for me, I want to be Matam and Ned, it's not Te'elus that the Rabbi Shalom's din should be carried out. As long as the Chal Shabbos and I tell Bezdin, so Rabbi Shalom's din is being carried out. But it has nothing to do with this. It has nothing to do with your side. Anyway, Yeshua's title is in the Machlokes of Chashivu Lamisa. It's a sugi of Chashivu Lamisa, like Chashivu Lamisa. Here, he's going to be Megala the side. If he dies before Bezin's Matan and Neder, he's in a lot of trouble. If you know Chashivu Lamisa, it should be Yasser. Yeshua has his side. The Chashivu Lamisa is Ma'muit, like Chashivu. And that's the Pnei Shua's Mahalach and how you could be Matan Neder. I remember seeing in the Divrei Yoyel on Parshas Vayechi, he has a long shtickle tire on this, because Yosef said that he'll be Megala Paris secret, that he doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. So I remember he has a big piece on this. I think Rav Shimon in the Shari Yosha also has on this. Because Rav Shimon's Shita is, if you've never heard of this, I'm not going to get into it too much now, Rav Shimon's Shita is that when a Chacham is Oikel Mafreya, he's only Oikel Mafreya Mekano Lahaba. Rav Shimon has a Kneich. There are a lot of kashes that is a Chacham Oikel Mafreya, not Oikel Mafreya. To answer that, he says a Chacham is Oikel Mafreya Mekano Lahaba. That means, from the minute the Chacham is Oikel, from now on, it's as if the Nether was never made. Mekano Lahaba, it's as if it was Nekel Mafreya. But it's not really Nekel Mafreya. Earlier, the Neder existed. And therefore, even if you're going to be Matan Neder, it's not going to help you for the fact that yesterday you were Megala the Side, or an hour ago you were Megala the Side, the Garnish Halfin. Because being Eichel Mafreya doesn't work retroactively. From now on, it's as if you never made the Neder. But Lamaisa, Bishas Bishaita, you did make the Neder. Okay, let's start the next Gemara. Amar of Nachman. Actually, this Gemara goes back to Pshat in the Mishnah. This Gemara has to be learned in contrast to the previous Gemara on Ches and the Beis. Let's review what we had there, and then let's learn Rav Amar of Nachman. In our Mishnah, we had Amachleks Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Hoya Bagolil, the Hirzik Yehuda. Two different Medinas. What is the din? Chachamim said, no chazak. Rabbi Yehuda said, yes chazak. What do they argue in? So Rav, presumably Shmuel agreed in Pshat in the Mishnah, Rav and Shmuel have Pshat in the Mishnah, that they argue in two Nakudas. I told you when we learned the Mishnah, that there are two Pshatim in the Mishnah. One is the Lamed Chesem at Beis Dikah Pshat, and one is the Lamed Chesem at Aleph Dikah Pshat. And it's confusing because it has to do with the Nakudas of Pshat. But let me just give it to you, and then we'll have to see where you see it in the sugya. Basically, we have machlokes in the Mishnah.
between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. And we have in our Mishnah, it's Hanukkah, which we call the Rabbana, and Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have a few pshat. Rav, among the Chesed of days, learned, now Rav holds that you need a Machal of the That's Rav's sheet. Right? Rav held that you need a Machal of the
So he said, how does he learn the Mishnah? He holds, not like the whole parak. The whole parak we assume the Chashalayb of Rav comes along, he says, you need a Machal of the What's pshat? So he said, Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda argue in two things.
Rabbanon hold that the Machal of the Fanav. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Machal must be the Fanav. That's one. And two, he's mechayiv him to go and make a machal. Even from Yehuda to Aspania, Aspania to Yehuda, he's chayiv leila for the machal. This is the machloikis, the way we go until now.
Okay? The Rabbanan hold machal shalai b'fanav is good. And the meila, if they also hold, you don't have to go. Right? They argue with the second thing too.
So it's the it's Pashuk that Eina Chayim Laila.
Right? He's not Chayim to go. So these are the way we learned the Machloikis Pshat in the Mishnah. Pashuk Pshat. What's the Machloikis from Yehuda and the Chachamim? Two Machloikis. If the Machah has to be the fun of, that's one. And number two, if you have to go. Rabbi Yehuda makes sense only if you say both. That you need a machal b'fanav, and you have to pick yourself up and to go. Rav Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he said you need b'fanav. Now, what's going to happen in this Gemara that we're going to learn now is that Rava is going to say exactly the same din as Rav, that you need a machal b'fanav, and nevertheless. The Rashbam and Tosfos are both going to learn Pshat in the Mishnah differently. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. First, Rav said the name of Rav Nachman, Mechah Shalai B'Fanav Hava Mechah. Which is good. That's the way most Amar Rav hold. Eisivei Rav Lo Rav Nachman. What are you talking about? I Amar of Yehuda Loi Amar Shalai Shanim Ela Kedei Shei Bespanya Viyazim Shana Viyach Viyadiyu Shana Viyavid Shana Acheres Yisach Kedai Dem Chash Loi Befadav Ava Mecha Lama Lila Meisi Leisef Hasim Aduch Tevin Lim Chui. What's Rava saying? Rava saying that Rav Yehuda holds you need Mecha Befanav in the Gemara. Before you look at the Rashban, is Rava any different than Rav? Rav said you need a machal b'fanav. Rava says you need a machal b'fanav. Why don't we go with the same pshat? Why is it that Sai the Rashbam and Sai Tosfos have to come up with a new pshat in the Mishnah? And they don't go with this pshat that we had that they argue with these two Nakudas. So what's the answer? Why don't we go with the same pshat as before? So I think the answer is, and I think the Mashal means to say this, because Rava is asking a kasha on Rav Nachman. If you pass it like Rav Yehuda, you can't ask a kasha on Rav Nachman who passes like the Rabbanan. You can't ask a kasha that way. Rav said a din. Rav said a halacha. So we say, Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. The Rabbanan argue. When you say a halacha, you could be going like a das yachid. That's not shver. But Esivei Raveler of Nachman, if you're coming and asking a kasha, you can't ask a kasha that way. What do you mean? Esivei, I'll ask a kasha on you from Rabbi Yehuda. He'll say, I hope like the Rabbanan. We're mukhrich to say, if Rava said, Mecha b'fanav, it must be going like everybody. It has to be going side like the Rabbanan and side like Rabbi Yehuda. Because otherwise you can't ask a kasha. So when Rava says that you need a Mechah B'Fanav, it's going to Kuli Alma. Everybody holds you need a Mechah B'Fanav. So the whole Perek is upside down now. All the time we talked about chavra 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 islay, the whole thing. Now we're saying you need a mechaber b'fanav. The whole chavra the chavra islay falls off according to Rava. Double pella. The question is this: if Rava holds you need mechaber b'fanav, what is the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim? What do they argue? Rava is saying,
we go now, we're going to have three, actually we're going to have four. Here's chapter number one in the Mishnah. Here's chapter number two is Rava. Okay, Rava, I'm going to test them out. What did Rava say? The same thing. The Mekah has to be the Mekah. Okay? Now, what do they argue? Side of Yehuda holds the Father, and side of Rabbanah holds the Father. Rashbam and Tosfos both agree that Rav is going with everybody. So what's the machlokes to Rabbanan Rav Yehuda?
So we have two mahalach. Rashbam is l'chayr the more pashtun mahalach. Rashbam says, you know what they argue in? They argue in the second akuda of before.
You know, you just take this over here, and this is what they argue according to the Rashbam.
They argue, the Rabbanan say, you're not mechuyev to go and make a mecha. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you mechuyev to go. Just like we said earlier, Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that you have to pick yourself up and travel from Asfanya to Yehuda to make a mecha. And Rabbanan holds, you don't have to go. If you don't have to go, the mele is not a chazaka. Because you don't have to go, you didn't do anything wrong. That nekuda is the nekuda samachloikis according to Rabbi. But according to the Rashbam, it's really Rava's pshat in the Mishnah is even better, because Rava is saying they argue on one thing. We have a rule: if you could say they argue on two things, they argue on one thing. We always l'mutim machlokes others. So Rava's pshat is better, because according to Rava, they argue only on one thing: are you mechuyev to go? You're not mechuyev to go. That's the machlokes. Why did Rav have to have a different shot? Why the Rashbam and Rav have to have a different shot? Because he had to explain Shmua. But the Etzem, this shot should be better. Now, there's one thing wrong with this. And that is that this Gemara is too much of a Chiddush. Rav is too much. His Havamin is too much of a Chiddush. A Mechah has to be befanav. Rav? I mean, all the sugis we had to Ten Blad, that we always talked about Mechah being good Shalai b'fanav, and Chavre the Chavre Chavre Islay, and the word getting back. I mean, all whatever we had is not Emes Alibi the Rava. And Rava says, is that even a Machlaikis? Lay Rav, at least it's a Machlaikis. You mean to tell me that Rava is knocking off everything it could be, but he's knocking off whatever we said Chavre the Chavre Islay, he's knocking everything off? Something too much of a chiddush in this. So the Mashah, I think, we could stick with this. We could stick that Rav is telling us a big chiddush. But if you look in the Mashah, I think the Mashah is bothered by this, and therefore he had a knach in Rava. I'm not sure if I'm right. You have to see. The first Rasha in that Lamites, the fifth line, he explains Rava Libet the Rabbanon, which is the way he says Rava Pasuk like Rabbanon. Hashtel, the Rabbanon. Afim Noimer de Chazoka de Shvaz Faspanya. Even though you can hear the chazaka to the other country, the kolmakim chashinon l'shas chayrim, v'chayshish at the time of the chayrim, Yehuda v'gol k'shas chayrim dami, koshkim espanya l'hocha, from Yehuda to gol, espanya to hear k'shas chayrim dami, v'leinet z'ucheinu lavai l'fana v'lim chayis, v'hamachah shloi b'fana v'nami loy have a machah. I think what he said, I don't know. Is he saying Dafka Mokim Chayrim? This sugi is talking Dafka, two countries that are Mokim Chayrim, one to the other. What? The Rishbam says that. But he's explaining that. What does he mean? Rava said two things, right? Line number one, that you leave a fanav, and line number two, that you're not chayiv to go. Now, what Rava said is only b'shas chayiv. Does that go on line number one or line number two? That's dafka b'shas chayiv. Line number two, it's zicha go. That the Rabbana say you don't have to go, that's only b'shas chayiv. That's for sure. Right? This the Rabbana say you don't have to go and make a bachar, but rather only if it's hard to get from one country to another. A normal thing, you do have to go. So line number two, Eini Chayiv Loleches, like the Rabbana, is only b'shas chayiv. What about line number one, that you have to do it b'fanav, and you can't rely on chavri yisrael? Is that also like the Rabbanan only b'shas chayrim? In other words, what I want to say, Rav is coming with a big chiddush. He didn't say it in the whole parak. The whole parak till this Mishnah was not talking about shas chayrim. It's talking about a normal situation with a normal country. Now b'shas chayrim, suddenly we have sugyas that talk about having to go b'fanav. Does he mean that this din of Rav is din of b'fanav is dafka b'shas chayrim, and then you have Tzerev Nachman was also talking b'shas chayrim dafka? So that it's not so clear. Could be that's what he means, that this whole sugi is b'shas chayrim, and that's why it has nothing to do with the whole parak. Avadin is din of chaver the chaver chaver islay. Avadin is a din from the whole United States. There's no shas chayrim. And everyone agrees you can do shalai b'fanav. And everyone agrees that you can make a mechah shalai b'fanav. In shas chayrim, dick a place, there you have to do b'fanav. I don't know if that's pshat in the Rashbam. Could it be? Not sure. Yeah, maybe. It's not. I'm not sure myself. It's not so clear, but it would be a good way to learn because Rava will make Rava less of a chiddush.
And when Rava said on the Shas
Chayim, this whole sugya for Mishnah, we're all talking.
Shas
Chayim, yeah. Shas Chayim is different. It would be nice because then it doesn't upset the whole all the sugyas we learned. The Gemara should have said right away in the beginning of the paragraph. It should have told us that's not a lead. That's not Rava and Rav hold that's not a lead with the Hilchasim. Right, the Gemara says Rava changed his mind at the end. But there's a third shot in the Machlaikis, and that's Taisus. Taisus learn that they're arguing in a whole different Machlaikis, the Reviewed and the Rabbanan, according to Rava. That they're arguing if Chazaka Nishmas Me Yehuda Lagalu. Totally different machlaikis. Right? What are they arguing? If Hayab Yehuda Versus Begal, is it a good Chazaka? Ravada say yes. Ravada says no. So according to Taisvis, I'll leave it to Rava. So here, it's second shot by Rava, but the few Taisvis. What's a machlaikis? A totally new machlaikis. Rabbana say that it's a good chazaka to stay on chazaka nishmas. And the review of the holds that you can't rely that a chazaka is nishmas. I'm sorry, the Rabbana hold that it's not a good chazaka. Right, the Rabbana Amishna say Yehuda and Gaul is not a good chazaka. So the Rabbana hold, what does Taisa say? Rabbana Sabi, I feel him Yehuda Gaul, ain't a chazaka nishmas. Okay. They hold it's not as a chazaka because they hold chazaka and not nishmas. Okay. So Mela it's not a chazaka. And Yehuda holds chazaka nishmas. But this is the machlokes like the Rabbanan, the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Totally different machlokes, Taisa says. Taisa doesn't want to like the Rishbam. Why doesn't want to like the Rishbam? Again, I'm not sure. But these are the three pshatim we have now in the Mishnah. There's actually a fourth pshat, Rav Nachman, who says Eitz HaTayva. That the whole of Yehuda is Eitz HaTayva Kamash Malach. There's actually a fourth pshat in the Mishnah. So you can take a Mishnah Ayis and see which pshat they don't. They're not going to go with Rava, because Rava had Charata. But from that, that we have...
What?
Eitz HaTayva. It's tricky, I don't want to make it more confusing. And once you learn Eitz HaTayva, what's the machlokes? What? That means that they still argue, and it's just a machlokes of Eitz HaTayva. Once you say Eitz HaTayva, it means everyone holds Lecha, Rabbi Yehuda also holds Lecha Shleim Fanav is good, which is not like any of these pshatim. Right? Because all the pshatim until now held, at least Rabbi Yehuda holds Yehuda Fanav. Now say Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachman says, Hasam Eitz HaTayva Kamashro, Neisim Nishkavara Uperi. So what does that mean? That he's telling him, come, it's Eitz HaTayva. If it's an Eitz HaTayva, that means they're not arguing Befanav. According to Rav Nachman, everyone holds Shaloi Befanav. And really, he can make a Mecha and Gol to Yehuda and Aspamia to Yehuda. Eitz HaTayva Kamash Malon, that you should come. That's Rav Nachman's chat. So the Gemara just says that Rav had Charatim. Okay, this is all Regea Pshat in the Mishnah. Gemara now comes back to Halach Hilchos Mecha. Mecha Bekama. In front of how many people do you have to make a Mecha? So here we have a Shaila Ladina. In front of how many people do you have to make a mecha? Rabbiya Baraba Amar Rabbi Yechon Amar Mecha Bifnei Shnayim, Amar Rabbi Yechon Amar Mecha Bifnei Shlaishim. Now, Sunday we're going to learn Sefer Chafetz Chaim. I don't know if that encourages you to be here or not, but the Gemara goes through Kamos and the Mesamra Babei Tlosa. Chafetz Chaim has a perek in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. You look in the index. I don't remember which perek it is. That he has a parak on this line of Gemara, a parak of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, which you should learn. We're gonna learn now. We're leaving that for Sunday. For now, we're gonna learn this line according to the Maskana. Machlokes v'ni b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shlaishim. What's the Maskana? The one who says shnayim v'ni b'fnei sadusa, you need it because you need witnesses. And the one who says shalosh, you need the people there because you want to spread the word. You want the rumor to get around. That's the reason to have people there. That's going to be the Gemara's Maskana. And we paskin because of Sahadusa. Zag the Rosh Simin Lamed. The end of the sugya. Chiddush atzum ma'ed. He says you don't need mecha b'fnei shnayim. Mecha you could do b'fnei echad also. At first glance, it's the strangest thing. Gemara says, "Wama diyam yidin mecha b'fnei shnayim, wama diyam mecha b'fnei shalosh." Zakter Rosh, no, you can do mecha if you do mecha in front of the mazik, the fun of. You don't need eidin. He says, what's the whole reason you need two witnesses, Bimnei Sadusa, to prove it? If he denies I made a mecha, I have to bring two witnesses. But like Ivri Sadi and Lola Shakri, the only reason I need two witnesses is in case he lies, in case he denies I made a mecha. If I go Bafana and I make a mecha, and he admits I made a mecha, he just says it's his character. So Tarash, that's perfectly okay. What do I need witnesses for? What do I need? I only need witnesses if he denies I did a mecha. If he's made I did a mecha, so we're going to go to bed. I say, I made a mecha within 3 years. He says, Yitaka did make. But Afal Biken, you're a liar. I bought the karka from you. So Tarash, that you win the Torah, you don't need mecha b'fnei shnayim. You only need mecha b'fnei shnayim if he'll deny it. You need sadusa. What do you need witnesses for? What do you mean you need witnesses? You need witnesses in case he denies it. You should be able to prove it. If he doesn't deny it, what's the problem? As I state in the Rosh. And Shulchan Aruch brings the Rosh Hashita. Some say you don't need Shnayim, even though it's a Ferish Gemara. The Rosh holds you don't need Shnayim. What's the Tzad not like the Rosh? The Ramban argues, the Rosh himself brings it, the Ramban disagrees. What's the Tzad that. What? That what? Okay. Halt kav. A man makes a machah in front of the mazik. There are no witnesses, or there's one witness, the Rosh says either one or none. You make a machah without witnesses. You come into Bez and you say, I made a machah. It's my karka. I made a machah within 3 years. Where's your shtar? The man comes into Bezdin. He's maskim, I made a machah. He says, Afal Piken, you're a liar. I bought it from you and I lost the shtar. After Rosh, you win. You made a machah. The claim against the Rosh is that the other person has a migul. The other person could say, look, if I'm a crook, I could have said, you didn't make a machah. Believe me that I bought the field from you. I just happened to lose the shtar. With a migul, I could have said, you never made a machah, and then I would win. I should win with a migul. Kenege de migul, you have a chesaron of ach mishtarcha. That lemaisa, where's the shtar? If you made a machah, you should have a shtar. It's a migul against ach mishtarcha. In other words, the migul says the mazik wins, says he's telling the truth. And the ach mishtarcha says that the marikama wins, because if it's true, where's your shtar? So the Rosh is saying that ach mishtarcha is stronger than a migul. That's what the Rosh is saying. Migus don't work if you don't have the shtar. This is a stira to the Rosh in Siman Aleph. The Rosh in Siman Aleph said that if you have a migul is stronger than Afishtarcha. The Rosh said in Siman Aleph that if you can't prove you're a Marikama, and I come, I say, I'm my dear Marikama, but Afapikain, I bought it from you. The Rosh said that a migul is stronger than a chesar of achishtarcha. If it's within 3 years, and I say I lost my shtar, but believe me, I have a migul, I could have said you're not a marikama. The Rosh said you win. The Rashbam argued. The Rashbam said achishtarcha is stronger than a migul. But the Rosh's shita was that a migul is stronger than achishtarcha. So frekta beis halevi, it's a stiras Rosh. We have a stira between the Rosh Simin Aleph and the Rosh Simin Lamed. The Rosh and Simin Aleph said that if you're mazik and you lose the shtar within 3 years, you'll still win if you have a migul. If you have a migul, you could have told him that you're not a marikama, you'll win. And the Rosh and Simin Lamed says that even if you have a migul, I could have said you didn't make a machah. You still lose, because where's your shtar? It's a steer in the Rosh. Is ach mishtarcha stronger than amigo? Or is amigo stronger than ach mishtarcha? Simon Aleph, he says, amigo stronger than ach mishtarcha. It's Simon Lama, he says, ach mishtarcha stronger than amigo. The steer is a Rosh. Why Haza? Because the guy knows you're a shaker. But remember, we said amigo de Haza, we say by Mammon. Just not by Shavua. And anyway, whatever Migul de Haza is, it's a boat case. In both cases, he's Makkeh the Shikra. Right? And the Rosh goes even further. The Rosh says, even if you made the Bechor in front of an Eid Echad, the person still has a Migul. He could have contradicted the Eid Echad. See, normally we don't say Migul against an Eid Echad because you have to swear. But here, Einish Ban Al Karkois, it's not even a case of Shavua. So the Rosh says that you can make a machah either in front of zero Eidin, just in front of him, or in front of him plus an Eid Echad. And the Rosh Hashita is that it's a good macha. The other person has a migul. The other person should be a migul, should be stronger than Achishtacha. The Rosh says Achishtacha is stronger. Rabban argues, Rabban says that the migul is stronger. It's a steal. And for the Beis Halevi, with the old yeshivish Torah, the side of the yeshiva world, which we hold to be Rishayim, even though it's all Zachrayim explaining the Rishayim, but you all bumped into this many times, that there's a difference between a regular migul and a Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. A regular migul has certain kashas. I could have said a different time. But a migul, the Bai Shasik, a migul that I could have said nothing, which we call Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter, is a stronger type of migul. Zogta Beis Halevi, we have a steer in the Rosh. One place he says migul is stronger than Achvishtarcha, Simen Aleph. And Simen Laman, he says Achvishtarcha is stronger than a migul. The answer is, a Pesha Asa is stronger than Achvishtarcha. And Achvishtarcha is stronger than a regular migul. Eichigami. Let's see. Agamara, it's a regular migul. I could have said you didn't make a machar. So believe me that I bought it from you. You would have to say he didn't make a machar. So he's saying he made a machar. So you have to answer him and you have to say, no, you didn't make a machar. That's a migul. In Simen Aleph, what's the case? This person can't prove he was a Marikama, he ever owned the field in the first place. He comes into Bezin, he says, Pliny is in my field. He can't prove he owns it. If Pliny comes along, Pliny doesn't have to say, you were a Marikama, I made a Machar. He doesn't have to say anything. If he'll just say, I don't know who you are, I don't know, he's going to win also. He doesn't have to deny anything. The other person is a Labal Devarim. He doesn't even have a Malkum to bring it in Torah. The truth is, Bez is not even going to ask the Matzik. If someone comes and says, this is my field, he has zero Rayas, zero Shtaris, zero Eid. Bez doesn't even bother sending Hazmana to the Mosek. Because if you have nothing, there's no Din Torah. You can't prove you're a Marikama. What are you coming and saying it's your field? Even if the field would be a Hefka field, then you'll say it's yours, Bezin's not going to listen to you. You have no rights. There, the person came and said, I'm Moidi or Marikama, but believe me, I bought it from you. So there, that migul is a Pesha Asadik migul. Because it's a migul di Ba'i Shasik. He could have said nothing, he would have won. Klal Gadol. A migul, I could have been quiet, is a stronger migul than a migul I could have said a time. Because being quiet is easy. You just, for some people, you just don't say anything. And if you say nothing, you win. So that's the way to win it entirely. So after Beis Halevi, that's the chilek between Simen Aleph and Simen Lamed.
If the person says, he knows, somebody comes to him and says, I have no rights. If you ask him, he'll be money. He could say, my father is Diaz, or he has to say, I don't know.
He said, I don't want to come to bed.
So when I come into second case over here, why can't we just say, if you come and he says, I made a machal, he would say, do you have any case? He said, machal. I said it to him, he could say, la, ba, or the fiat.
No, he was zich about dvarim, he's a marikama.
He's a marikama who, against something that's given,
well, it's given shanim, so he has a raya against him. So he's tiny, that you don't have 3 years because I made a machal. So he has to answer that.
Why can't I just say, why do I have to answer that? Why don't I have a pesha asa?
It's a question, bechlal. Why do you ever have to answer anything in Bezin? They're a klal. Why do I have to answer? Let's say I have a din Torah with you, and you come, you bring me the din Torah. Come up with a case. Every din Torah. Let's say. If I say I lent you money, that's a peshas. You have to know that I lent you money. That's a peshas. So what's the case of a migul, pro migul mizayif? What's the case? You come to Bezin, and I say, you say I owe you money, and I say I don't owe you money. You show me your shtar. So I say, pro a migul mizayif. That's a migul. I can't be quiet.
I can't be quiet.
Why don't you say I can be quiet? Bezin will have to be mekayim. See, you have to answer. If somebody's to value you, he's a
man.
Right. Normally, in Beis Din, if someone's about Dvarim, if he's a Marikami, you have to answer his time. Normally, you have to answer his time in Beis Din, if he's about Dvarim. As I recall, and I forget things, but as I recall, once told, there's an exchange of letters between Rav Shach and Rav Moshe when a person has a right to just say, I don't want to talk in Beis Din. The Nigrus Moshe, it's printed, I think, Rav Shach Shita and his Shita. I don't remember the Pratim. But there are klal, a person can't just be Shaisik in Beis Din. The Macha is only good if he's mighty. That's the Rosh is saying. I'm a Marikama, I'm saying you're in my field. You have to answer me, don't you? You have to say you bought it for me. Because a chazaka without a taina is nothing. You can't come to bed and say, I'm here 3 years, I don't want to answer. Chazaka b'li taina is not a chazaka. So you have to have a taina. So if I say a taina, you have to answer it with your taina. It's not like when there's no marikama. When there's no marikama, I don't have to say a taina. When I win because of chazaka needs chazaka sheshim taina. When I win because there's nobody arguing with me, then I win. Even 1 year I win. If there's no marikama, I don't need 3 years. Even 1 year I would win. Because there's nobody here to taina against me. Okay, there's a tumul here in the Nuki Yosef. Let me tell you about it, and I'd like you to look at it before Sunday. It's in the Nuki Yosef on Daf Chaf Amid Beis in the Nuki Yosef, the first narrow line. It's not directly on the sugya, because the Nuki Yosef waits till the end of the sugya to bring this shaila. I'll tell you the shaila, and I'll leave you with a riddle, and we'll come back to it on Sunday. We pass Kim Mechab Bifnei Shnayim, not like the Rosh. Nuki Yosef does not pass like the Rosh. He also needs Mechab Bifnei Shnayim. He brings the Rambam Beferish. When I have to do a Mechab in front of two people, is it good enough if I do one Mechab in front of one person and then a second Mechab in front of a second person? Is that also good? Or am I required to do my one Mechab in front of two people? Now, it's hard to know how you start clearing the shaila, because what's the nida? What's the nida? So I'll ask you a question. I think the answer to this question is what this is Talian. The Shar Mishpat Kuf Mem Vav Hei talks about this. I'll tell you two Gemaras, and you have to tell me the difference between the two. Okay, Gemara number one. An Eid Echad comes and says, you borrowed $100 from me on Sunday. And a second Eid Echad comes and says, you borrowed $100 from me on Monday. Do you have to pay me? What's it then? We had this once. One Eid Echad says, you borrowed $100 on Sunday. And one Eid Echad says, you borrowed $100 on Monday. They're not sliced to each other, because it could be both are true. No, it's not the chad the chad. So what's the halacha? Remember? What? No, Chadomer b'mona, v'chadomer b'mona is mistarif. Chadomer b'mona, chadomer b'mona, it adds up to 200. It could be a little card to machlokes. But in halacha, it's klar, the chadomer b'mona, chadomer b'mona is mistarif. The flamen, the Sanhedrin lamen on the base. Veidach ha'reidah, mistarif. Okay? If 1 8 says, now, I don't have to pay 200, even though if they're both telling the truth, I owe 200. I have to pay 100, because this 8 says I owe 100, this 8 says I owe 100. Either saying from two different sources, doesn't matter. Let's say, there's a Gemara on Daf Nun Vav, later in the parak. An Eid Echad says, we bring down if someone is a cotton or a god. Eid Echad begabai, Eid Echad bekresai. That means, 1 8 says, I saw a seyar on his back. And one says, I saw a seyar on the front. See, Hashtay Saris. But the two Saris, one is the front, one is the back, which is fine, it's Mistaris. One eight says I saw one here, one eight says I saw one here. The halacha is, it's not Mistaris. No good. What's the difference between Erecha Begabe and Erecha Bekreisai, which is not Mistaris, and Erecha Bemana on Sunday and Erecha Bemana on Monday, which is Mistaris? When you figure out the difference, which everyone in this room is capable of figuring out just in Svara, is once you hear it, it's an open chiluk between the two cases. Then you have to come to Eid Echad Amacha on Sunday, Eid Echad Amacha on Monday, and you have to say, is this similar to Haidah Haidah, like we're going to see in the Nuki Yosef? Or is this similar to Sarecha Begabai and Sarecha Bekreisai, which is the sheet of the Chayokim? So this is the thing on Sunday. So Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, I'll call on someone to answer the question, okay? I'm expecting everyone to figure it out. So we'll just ask somebody to answer. Maybe just to be happy if you remember the question. But okay, what's the difference? Echad B'mona, Erecha B'mona, and Erecha Begabai, Erecha Bekreisai. What's the difference? Erecha b'mona is mitzaref, and erecha b'gabai, erecha b'kreisa is not mitzaref. Might not have to be, no? And then we'll understand the shaitas to hear.